I'm Stacy Hyde, and I'm back for another episode of Better Financial Health in 15 Minutes or Less. And today I'd like to revisit something that I covered in one of my earliest podcast episodes, and that is Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. If you've listened to that podcast, you'll know that I'm not a big fan, but I think it's worth bringing it up again because now there are exchange-traded funds, also known as ETFs, that trade on the stock market like a stock, that buy what's known as spot Bitcoin, which means that the ETF tracks the price of Bitcoin in the open market. There used to be, or there still are, but they're getting less assets now, ones that were sort of investing in sort of the cryptocurrency space, but they weren't directly tied to the price of Bitcoin. And they are now. Does that make it a better or safer investment? You know, I don't know. I think you would call any investment in Bitcoin incredibly speculative. And you also still run the risk because all but two, to my knowledge, of the spot Bitcoin ETFs use the same custodian for those assets, Coinbase. And they can be subject to sort of what happened with Sam Bankman-Fried, not having all of those crypto assets that they're supposed to have, getting access to them. Certainly with the bigger fund managers, they're not going to lose passwords and that sort of thing. So you don't have that worry. But I think you still need to understand that there's a lot of risk associated with crypto. And it's not based on how something is manufactured or anything like that. It's truly what someone else is willing to pay for it. And it could turn out to be a good investment. But I think many governments are still very suspicious of crypto. And it's not gaining as widespread use as a lot of people thought because there has been so much fraud associated with it. And it's also very expensive to mine. And when I say expensive to mine, what I mean by that is cryptocurrency is created by computer programs, and those computers require huge amounts of energy to run. And so therefore, it is not a sort of green asset. It is actually a big consumer of energy, which is in our world of trying to be more energy efficient, not necessarily the way I would think we would want to lean. So for that reason, if you feel compelled to invest in crypto ETFs, keep it very, very small and know that it could very possibly go to zero because it's not a diversified asset. You're buying one asset, you're buying Bitcoin. So you're not buying, you know, hundreds of companies where some of them will do well, some of them won't. You're buying one asset. So just keep that in mind and tread carefully and have your eyes wide open. Thanks for tuning in. This has been another episode of Better Financial Health in 15 Minutes or Less.